Proverbs, light in the darkness. This Sunday, this ABC Kids year, we're going to be having our lessons in Proverbs. So if you happen to have your Bible, you can turn to Proverbs. And we're going to start in chapter 1. All the lessons during ABC Kids are going to be from the book of Proverbs. Okay? Now, so you're saying, what in the world is Proverbs, Mr. Greg? Well, I'm going to try to explain that to you tonight, okay? So, let's dig right into Proverbs. If you have a Bible, I'm in chapter 1 of Proverbs, okay? And we'll see how far along we get tonight. I'm just going to try to explain to you what the Proverbs are, what the goals of the Proverbs are, and really what the main focus is in Proverbs. Anybody remember that song we just sang? The fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, beginning of knowledge. We all know that song, right? Perhaps if you're a newer person, you may not know that song. But those of you who've been here before, you know that song, right? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Okay, we sang that. We know that song. Let's talk a little bit about what that means, okay? What that means, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. We don't want to be fools, do we? No, we don't want to be foolish, okay? Let's talk about this. It says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction, okay? So the wise person understands that God is the creator. God created you, He created me, okay? God is in charge. And if we were wise, we would have a teachable attitude towards God's Word and towards our Sunday school teachers and towards our ABC Kids teachers and towards our pastor. And maybe if we have godly parents or grandparents in our lives, okay? If they give us wisdom, if they give us advice, we would be wise to listen, okay, and obey their advice, right? So the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Now, does this mean we're supposed to be afraid of God and be hiding from God because He's going to do something terrible to us? I don't believe that's what the meaning is here. I think it means we're supposed to be submissive to God, okay? Submissive. Anybody know what submissive means? That means you do what's asked of you, okay? You realize who's in control, who's in charge, and you're supposed to obey them, okay? So being submissive to God is kind of a part of having the fear of the Lord. How about reverence? Is that a word you've heard of before? Reverence? Reverence, to revere somebody, okay? You show them respect. You show them honor, okay? You listen to what they say because it's important, and you follow and do what they say, okay? Say you're talking about, me. I'm an old guy. Anybody want to guess how old I am? If you're in my Sunday school class, you're not allowed to say. All those guys are upstairs. How old do you think I am?
45.
Thanks. Higher. JT?
47?
No, a little higher. Ashlyn?
57?
Lower! Jordan? Lower than 57, higher than 47.
I know. 53.
Lower! Anna? 50 on the dot! Say, Mr. Greg, you're old. Compared to you, I am. But here's what I'm getting at. If you have a person in your life who loves you, who loves the Lord and is a Christian, and they give you some advice and they tell you something, should you listen? Wouldn't you be wise to listen to them and consider what they're telling you? Especially if they loved you and wanted the best for you. Okay? So that has a little bit to do with reverence. Okay, if Pastor Pittman came up to me and said, Greg, I think you need to do this, and I think you need to stop doing this, Should I just say, oh, phooey, I'm not going to listen to Pastor Pittman. I'll just do it my way because I'm smarter than everyone else in the world. And no, okay? And think about that when your mom or dad or grandma or aunt or uncle or your Sunday school teacher or Mr. Dewberry, if they come up to you and give you some wisdom, give you some advice, you'd be wise to listen, correct? You'd be wise to listen. Roman, you're giggling over there. Has somebody given you advice and you just said, ah? No, you'd be wise to listen, okay? You'd be wise to listen to them, try to understand what they're trying to teach you, okay? So that has to do something to do with the fear of the Lord. Submitting, okay? Doing what's asked of you because God's in charge. We're all supposed to submit to God. And reverence, having some respect for somebody who has more maturity and experience than you, okay? You guys may think you know everything, but you don't. You don't. There's a lot of learning you have to do. I'll give you credit. You look like a smart bunch, okay? You know how to walk and chew gum at the same time, maybe. But if somebody older and wiser and more mature than you gives you a tip or a pointer and says, hey, how about doing it this way? Or, hey, how about stop doing that? You'd be wise to listen to them. And then lastly, I'm trying to pound home here the fear of the Lord. Humility. Humility. The world does not revolve around you. Okay? You are valuable. You are important. God loves you, certainly. But you shouldn't be so selfish in thinking the world revolves around you and everybody in the world needs to cater to you. Okay, have some humility. I think that has to do a lot with the fear of the Lord. Okay? And if you have those mindsets, humility, submitting, reverence, you get your mind prepared to read these Proverbs and to try to kind of understand them and kind of let them flow into your mind and in your heart and be ready to heed them, listen to them, and obey them. Okay, so the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools, on the other hand, fools despise wisdom and instruction. They think, you're not going to tell me what to do. I already know it. Everything in the world. I'm the smartest person in the world. But that's not our attitude we should have, though. Okay? I understand sometimes we might be in a mood and we might say something like that. But can anybody in this room really honestly say, I know everything in the world there is to know, and I don't need any instruction from anybody? If you raised your hand and said that, I think, A, you'd be incorrect, and two, you'd be foolish, okay? you'd be revealing yourself as foolish, okay? So remember the words to that song, and it's Mrs. Dewberry played that on purpose. Mr. Dewberry and Mrs. Dewberry played that song on purpose because it's so central to the theme of Proverbs. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Okay? Keep that song in mind, the words to that song and what they mean throughout this whole ABC Kids year of lessons coming from Proverbs. Because that's the mindset that ABC Kids, youngsters your age, kindergarten all the way up to sixth grade, even 50-year-olds, okay? I can always learn. I shouldn't say, oh, I know everything, Pastor. I can't ever learn from you. No, that would be baloney. I need all the wisdom and instruction that I can hear, okay? When Mr. Ryan teaches in a week or so, or Brother Isaac Heil teaches in a week or so, I won't be just sitting there, you know, twiddling my thumbs or talking to my neighbor. I'll be listening because I want to hear their teaching, okay? And that's the attitude you should have to your Sunday school teacher, your ABC Kids teacher, your parents who are giving you good, godly advice, okay? Be teachable, boys and girls. Listen, okay? We're not out to just boss you around to give you things to do because we like being drill sergeants and we like being mean to you. No, we love you. And anything we teach you and tell you is coming from our heart, and it's coming from this book, and we're telling you and teaching you because we love you, okay? All right, so some of the goals of the Proverbs. Let me back up. Proverbs chapter 1, verses 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. I'm going to read them. Kind of listen as we go along. I may take some time to try to explain them, but this is chapter 1, verse 1. The Proverbs of Solomon. Anybody remember who Solomon is? Solomon? Solomon? King Solomon? There was King Saul. Then there was King David. Then his son was King Solomon. And guess what Solomon was blessed with? God blessed him with a lot of wisdom. Excellent. Okay. The whole theme of Proverbs, wisdom. Okay. Taking your knowledge and applying it everyday life situations. Okay. Now, I believe this book was geared and written towards the children of Israel, but any person can read the Proverbs and gain some useful, everyday, practical knowledge and wisdom. Okay, so here's what the Bible says. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. Verse 2, to know wisdom and instruction, to understand words of insight, to receive instruction in wise dealing. We want to deal with other people in a wise way, right? We don't want to upset anybody. We don't want to conk them on the head and start fights, right? No, we want to be wise when we're dealing with others. Okay, to receive instruction in wise dealing and righteousness. Okay, there's the moral aspect of it. Okay, anything that comes from God's word is not going to contradict God's law. So if you're getting advice, if you're getting instruction from Proverbs, it's approved by God. It's something you should heed and listen to. Okay, justice, equity, to give prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the youth. Okay, we've got a whole lot of youth in here, a whole lot of youth that need knowledge and discretion, okay? You've got, if the Lord gives it to you, you've got long lives ahead of you. Somebody in here is like 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12-year-olds. You might have a long life. You might make it to 50. You might make it to 100, okay? But while you're young, you're learning. You need instruction. You need wisdom and guidance, okay? You'd be wise to listen to the teachings of people who are teaching from the Bible. Okay? Let the wise hear and increase in learning. Okay? That's kind of geared towards mature folks. Mature, older Christians, they can still read the Proverbs and increase their learning. Okay? And the one who understands, obtain guidance to understand a proverb and a saying, the words of the wise and their riddles. Okay? So that's kind of the goals of the Proverbs. Okay? The goals of the Proverbs are for us to read them, or for your ABC Kids teacher to read them and teach them to you, and for us, okay, I'm teaching to myself too, for us to listen and try to understand what God's Word is trying to teach us, okay? And not be quick to point our, talk to the hand. Don't be so quick to do that. Oh, you can't tell me anything. I know everything. I'm the smartest person in the world. No, that's not the attitude to take when you're studying the Proverbs, okay? So this is just an introductory lesson. We didn't really get waist deep in the water today. We just kind of stuck a toe in the water. But if I was not teaching first and I was teaching second or third, I would always go back to Proverbs 1:7, that song. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, okay? Set your hearts, set your minds in a way that you're ready to listen and ready to learn what the Proverbs are teaching you, okay? Be teachable. The world doesn't revolve around you. God's in charge. Have a reverent, submissive, humility in your attitude towards God and towards mature, older Christians who are teaching you. And be ready to learn this ABC Kids year some practical, useful advice coming from the Proverbs, okay? And it'll be good for you, and it'll help you too, okay? And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the gospel message. This is kind of a non sequitur, but how are you in terms of your relationship to Christ, okay? We've all broken God's law, okay? We're all sinners, and we need a Savior, okay? We all need to trust Jesus. He died on the cross, He was buried, and He rose again to pay the penalty for our sins, okay? Have you trusted Him? Have you put your faith in Him? Okay, do you agree with God that you're a sinner? Do you understand that you need a Savior? Okay, if you haven't yet trusted Christ, I invite you. I appeal to you, please trust Christ today. If you have questions about it, ask your Sunday school teacher, ask your ABC Kids teacher, ask any of the adults here at our church. They would love to tell you about Jesus and what He's done for them, okay? So, are we all ready to have a good year of ABC Kids, learning from the Proverbs? Words of wisdom that we can all use, okay? And if we come to it with the attitude of humility, reverence, okay, submitting to God's Word, it'll help us if we listen and learn, okay? Thank you for your attention tonight. You did great. I babbled on about 20 minutes. My time's over. Let's have a quick word of prayer, and then we're going to have memory time where we break into groups, probably by grade, and we're going to study and try to memorize some scripture, okay? I think we're doing that again. And then after that, we'll have a snack, and then after that, we'll be dismissed before you know it, okay? Thank you so much for coming tonight. Don't forget Sunday school. What time is it? 9:30. You're all invited to Sunday school. Let's have a quick word of prayer, and then we'll be dismissed to our groups. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this time we can read and study a portion of your word. Thank you for the Proverbs that you've given to us to read and study that can help us in everyday life. And thank you most of all for Jesus, who died on the cross and was buried and rose again. And he did that to pay the penalty for our sins so we can trust him by faith and go to heaven. Please bless each boy and girl here and bless their families and bless our church. Please forgive us of our sins, and we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.